Hey everyone, welcome back to TCO Studios at Winter Park. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. Hope you guys are having a great summer, but I hope you're ready to talk some football because I got your questions right here. Let's get to work. Question number one comes from Curtis in Pennsylvania. All of Diggs' touchdowns from last year were against NFC North teams. Will he get any outside the division this year? I love the questions you guys send in. I didn't even know that all of Diggs' touchdowns from last year were against division opponents. Pretty cool stat. He's going to have more touchdowns this season than he had last season, and he is going to have some against non-division opponents. In fact, our first three games are against non-division opponents, and Diggs is going to have at least one or two scores in the first three. The next question comes from William. Do we see anyone taking a big leap at the linebacker or slot corner position? Well, by definition, someone's going to have to take a leap at linebacker because we're missing a starter from last year. Chad Greenway retired. There's a handful of guys who have a chance to step up and grab that position. That includes two draft picks. One of them, Ben Gedion from Michigan, could be the guy who gets it. You also have Elijah Lee from Kansas State. You have a couple of veterans as well, including Edmund Robinson, who could see some time with the first team defense to start camp. Either way you shake it, that's going to be a fun position to watch. Slot corner, it's about Mac Alexander. Can he secure that job? Terrence Newman waiting in the wings, and he could handle those duties if the youngster can't do it. The next question comes from Kenneth. Who led the defense in tackles last season? Who led the defense in tackles in 2015? Trying to test our knowledge, we have the answer. It's simple, because it's the same guy both seasons. Number 54, Eric Kendricks, the Vikings. Middle linebacker, led the defense in tackles in 15 with 105, and also in 2016 with 126. The guy is a tackling machine, can play on all three downs, can go sideline to sideline, is good in coverage, is good against the run, and he can rush the passer. What a find by the Vikings in the second round of the 2015 draft. And his arrow is pointing up. Kendricks keeps getting better and better. Can't wait to watch him in his third season. The next question comes from Gerald. How do you feel the four-game suspension for Michael Floyd affects his chances with our team? Well, you have to think the Vikings knew something was coming for Floyd in terms of discipline when they signed him in the spring, because the transgression for which he was suspended happened last year. And remember, Floyd is suspended for the first four regular season games, but he can still practice in training camp and play in the preseason. So I think he's going to be out there competing hard and looking good. For those first four games, when Floyd is not on the field, that could be a chance for Laquon Treadwell to be a guy in the red zone and on third downs to come up and make big plays. The next question comes from Steven. Name your favorite Packer. Mine's T.J. Rubley. I hope you recall him and what he's famous for. Yes, I do. 1995, third-string quarterback. Favre gets hurt. Ty Detmer gets hurt. Rubley comes in and throws an interception at the end of the game. It was great. My favorite Packer is their punter. I love it when their punter's on the field. The final question comes from Bruce in Arizona. Big fan of your show. It brings a lot of info to us here in Tucson. We have a Tucson Vikings fan club of about 110 members. We all watch the Pick Six. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you, Bruce. We appreciate you guys watching, and we appreciate the Tucson Vikings fan club. 110 members, that's pretty awesome. I hope you guys can keep expanding, and we hope you keep watching the Pick Six and all the other great stuff we try to bring you every single day here at the Vikings Entertainment Network. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, the last Pick Six of the offseason. Pretty cool. The next time we come to you with a Pick Six, it'll be from Mankato, site of 2017 Verizon Vikings training camp. So submit your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen, and you could be included in next week's Pick Six. In the meantime, go to the website, check out the Between the Lines series that we've been posting previewing the NFC North, and then on Sunday, our coverage of training camp begins. Wall-to-wall coverage, interviews, highlights, press conferences, tons of great stuff coming straight to you from us down in Mankato. Stay tuned.